up on KUCB News, nearly a third of Unalaska's high schoolers are failing at least one class. And warming temperatures could be connected to a physical decline in seal populations. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Maggie Nelson with some local news on Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. Unalaska school officials say nearly a third of the city's high school students are failing at least one class as the coronavirus pandemic continues to impact in-person learning. The Unalaska City School District is normally a top performer with high graduation rates. About 97% of seniors graduated last year. But this year, district officials are alarmed at the number of high schoolers failing classes as they learn under a hybrid model that limits their time in classrooms. District officials say 30% of all high school students are failing at least one class, and some seniors could be at risk of not graduating. The district is now delivering classes through its hybrid model, where small cohorts of students are able to attend in-person classes in the afternoon. But Superintendent John Conwell says only 32% of 10th through 12th graders are participating in the in-person hybrid classes.
We are worried about those students who are have just become sort of disengaged. And so we are reaching out. I know Mr. Wilson and the school counselor, they're personally calling students and parents and trying to reconnect and find out what we can do to get those students to reengage with their learning.
Some high schoolers are coming in prior to afternoon in-person learning for extra help, and teachers are also reaching out to individual students, preparing videos, and hosting conference calls to engage and support them. Despite that added effort, though, many high schoolers are choosing to stay at home, help with younger family members, or work in the afternoons rather than returning to their classrooms. High school junior Sam Osson is working part-time at Safeway and says the amount of homework combined with helping out at home, even without his work schedule, can be overwhelming.
I think that the teachers think since we're at home, we have so much time to do all these homework, but doesn't know that we have an outside life of school.
Superintendent Conwell says he knows remote education is tough for students, teachers, and families, and things like dropped calls and interruptions at home make communicating difficult. But he says staff and administration are proactively reaching out to struggling students in hopes of helping them get their grades up before the school year ends.
You know, it looks like we will have 75 to 80% of our school employees fully vaccinated by spring break. So, you know, it's my hope that as the vaccines roll out, as more and more folks in the community get vaccinated, that maybe we can do more in-person instruction through the end of the school year.
Conwell says while he's concerned that the district will see a lower graduation rate this year, the exact number of graduating seniors will come down to specifics, like each student's number of credits and their overall grade point average. Conwell also says that several other schools say they are facing similar issues, and he doesn't believe that a lower graduation rate will have an impact on the district's standing. Meanwhile, the Unalaska School Board has unanimously chosen Dr. Robbie Swint Jr. as the district's new superintendent. Dr. Swint has over a decade of experience working in Department of Defense schools. He has worked in the North Slope Borough and Yukon Flats school districts as well. He's agreed to a 3-year contract, which will begin in July. Starting today, Alaskans can apply for another round of rental assistance. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation is helping renters who are struggling to pay rent during the pandemic with up to 12 months of their rent and utilities. Applications for this round are due March 5th. Even if you've received housing help from the AHFC in the past, you can still apply to this program. Go to alaskahousingrelief.org to check your eligibility for aid. As global temperatures rise and warm the coldest parts of the world, scientists are watching for changes to species that live there. A new study has found evidence connecting the rapid warming of the region with a physical decline in three species of Alaska seals. For Alaska's Energy Desk, Wesley Early has more.
For 12 years, researcher Peter Bovang with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration led a team that monitored ribbon and spotted seals in the Bering Sea. They were specifically monitoring body condition, or how fat the seals were. Bovang says what they found was the youngest seals were getting smaller.
The fatness of the pups, the young of the year, declined on average over that time period.
Bovang says this is one of the first major studies that shows evidence of a noticeable change in the seal's body condition related to global warming.
There hasn't been, up till now, really much of any documentation of impacts that we think, you know, are climate related.
Both of these species of seal tend to gather on the edge of the sea ice to hunt for food and raise their young. However, sea ice extent has drastically diminished over the past decade, with an average loss of just over 18,000 square miles a year. Bovang says that can impact how much seal mothers are able to forage.
The mothers, maybe were not finding as much food in the period, you know, prior to birth of their pups, like when they were pregnant, and also maybe not having as much fat or finding as much food during the nursing period.
Between 2007 and 2018, the time period of the study, Bovang says that the two species of seals experienced two unusual mortality events, or an unexpected rapid decline in population. During the first event, the seals acted more lazy, with many showing sores on their bodies and loss of hair. Bovang says there was no evidence linking those things to a loss of food or a warming climate. He says the second, however, saw more evidence that the decline was food-related.
So this second UME, which occurred right in the years of record low ice extent in the Bering Sea, you know, really seemed to sort of line up with the other things that we were seeing.
A related study of harbor seals in the Aleutians found a similar decline over a three-year period with an average decrease of 13 pounds per year. It's about 10% of their weight. Bovang says that decrease is tied to a heat wave in southwest Alaska between 2014 and 2016. He says it's clear the dramatic decline in weight hadn't been going on for long.
The decline in harbor seal body condition was, over that period, was pretty rapid, and something like that wouldn't be something that had been going on for a long time because they would have just wasted away.
Looking to the future, Bovang says that scientists forecast warmer Arctic conditions will become more normal, and he anticipates that changes to seal bodies will be much clearer as time goes on. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Wesley Early in Kotzebue.
And that's the news from On Alaska. I'm Maggie Nelson, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. And please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.